That was the most clusterfuck of a exit.
I have no idea what's going on with this, because honestly, the camera is on one monitor up here and on Zoom down here. Up here, it's not shaking at all. Yep. Down here, it is. So it's not.
You do. You look like you look like Max Headroom. When I went to this funeral, there was when I got in there on the projector screen that's up on the wall, the one that they put the lyrics and stuff up on. When I went in there, it said "Massive Resurrection" for Betty Katowski.
It's for some reason.
And
I heard "Massive Erection."
Yeah. But no, it was worse for me because I played World of Warcraft forever. And in World of Warcraft, there is a spell called Mass Resurrection where you can actually, after you wipe in a fight, right, you can actually res your entire party. Like you can one spell and it will res everyone in the party. It's called Mass Resurrection. So I'm like, wait, if there's a mass resurrection, then why are we here? She can just get brought back up. It's like, why are we burying her?
Not only her, but several other people are going to be resurrected, apparently.
Now, they put stuff... I know you haven't had any deaths in your immediate family since you've been an adult, right?
Well, yeah, I have, because my grandma died. I've had three grandparents have died.
Okay. So at any of those funerals... No, four. At any of those funerals, do you ever remember, maybe I'm just weird in this, but do you ever remember putting things in the casket for them to take with them?
Oh, I don't do that. Bodies freak me out, but I have seen people do that.
I have,
where they'll be like, oh, this is a pocket watch daddy gave me, or, you know, whatever. I'm going to put it. I've seen people do it, but I don't like to walk up to bodies.
So both of my parents were cremated, so there was no way you could put anything with them. But my grandparents, I was younger when they died, and but I don't remember. But yeah, apparently, my nephew's family, three nephews of mine, plus that was just on. So Betty Katowski had five kids and, you know, something like 15 grandkids and stuff. But between all of them, they were like overloading the damn coffin with these things. It's like they sent a deck of playing cards and a bottle of wine and a can of tomato soup and
of tomato soup?
Yeah.
in case she gets hungry?
I don't know. And they like put all this stuff in the coffin with her. And then the priest like worked that into the eulogy. Like that's how little he knew her. Like literally in the eulogy, he's just like going, yeah. And they put in some playing cards. And they put in a bottle of wine. And the casket was closed during the funeral, but there was a visitation in the same room right before the service. So I did catch a glimpse of, you know, the open coffin. But dead bodies freak me out. I don't want to go near a dead body. So I did.
Yeah, I don't either. I did see my grandma, but even when we were in Rome, where did we go? Rome?
Yes.
And we were at St. Peter's Basilica. I had no idea they had an actual Pope.
Yeah.
Bodies
with wax on them,
but I didn't know that freaked me out. We waited in line, you know, you're gonna wait in line and see the wax Pope. That's just
ladies and gentlemen, step right up, see the wax Pope.
I mean, you are going to stand in line to see a wax Pope.
I don't think I will.
But it's like a train wreck. Mm-hmm. You don't want to, but how can you not?
I filmed some video at SeaWorld. I debated sending it to you. Like I debated, as I took it, like...
The dolphin show.
Do you think this is the dolphin show?
Yeah, that's the dolphin show for sure.
So this little kid. Ew. There you go. Look at that, Adam. Jumped. I got to turn the volume down. Jumped way up in the sky.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again. Nope, he just popped up right in front. Let's see. What else did I film for you? I think he saw you.
I have lots of videos on my phone of whales and dolphins, yeah. And we've been to every SeaWorld. You know how you want to do, you want to visit every Disney?
Uh-huh.
I would like to visit every SeaWorld, but I think I have already. There's I'm missing like one.
The Sea Lion and Otter Show was here.
Oh, I like that. What, Seymour?
No, the Sea Lion. Seymour. Yeah, Seymour was in. Yes, he was in the show. Yeah,
Seymour. Mm-hmm. And there's a, they have a, what, like a rat, a otter
it's
an thing. Otter.
It's a river otter. It's a very tiny, yeah. And he steals things. Yes.
Steals things.
Yep. Yep. That was the thing. Here's the Shamu show right here. So it's like, we're watching. They're going to jump.
How can you not tandem? Love, I could stare at that pool for hours. Just the pool. I don't know why. I want to swim in one of those. Yeah. I know I can.
Here
can't.
He goes. See him right there? He's going to go. He's going to go. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Go, Shamu. Shamu's dead, but there he goes. He did his backflip. I did notice that all of their dorsal fins are lopsided. And my mentor, Drew O'Brien, sent me an article on that. As to why.
I think it's because of the size of the tank that they're in or something, but or that they're unhappy.
It could be that they're unhappy, but more than likely it's the fact that they're in the tropics. They're in Florida. It's like these are cold water, like they follow the really cold water currents, and here they are in 95 degree, you know.
Also,
go ahead.
Yeah, right. I don't know, maybe. Also, I was going to say, supposedly SeaWorld, whatever orca whales they had, mm-hmm. when all of this happened, they're not going to add any more. So when all of them die, they will no longer have whales.
I couldn't.
That's what they said.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I know that most of the whales were older.
And they won't. They had a breeding program, and they've promised they will not do that.
Yeah, but if two of the whales are going to fuck, you're not going to stop them. What are you going to do, dive in the water and stop them from fucking?
You can just keep the males and the females in separate tanks.
You think they're gonna... killer whale. Did you see how small that tank was? There's like five killer whales in this huge,
They have a larger, it's not like they're stuck in that performance. That's just a performance tank.
From the stadium, you can see the backside. You can see the holding tanks and stuff. They're not that much bigger. But, you know, whatever. SeaWorld was horrible, but, the show was fun. I enjoyed the shows.
I swam with a dolphin one time, but don't pay for swimming with a dolphin because... I don't think we must have paid $150 for this experience. And they literally, you swim out to the middle and then they say, grab his fin, and he swims you back, and that's it. You're done. They don't saddle him up and you get on him around all that. No, it's just you hold his fin and you just,
Oh, Andy Scott is going to go watch.
There's no Charlie Chan meets Frankenstein or a spooky Charlie Chan.
By the way, I am intently curious. I didn't forget that I... Let me make sure I'm recording for level 13. Yeah, I am. I've been recording for level 13. I didn't forget that I'm going to tell people what I want at my funeral.
I did. I did, but...
Well, yeah, because you don't ever listen to me anyway. I'm literally telling you that I was just at SeaWorld and you were going like, yeah, well, SeaWorld is no longer doing those shows. And I'm like, I was literally just there.
I understand. I wasn't telling you that you don't know what they did when you were there. I was telling you that this is what, when we were at SeaWorld, they said they were doing. And I don't know whether Florida has decided not to go with the rest of the company or if they've reversed course.
They probably reversed course.
I'm just telling you the last time we were there. Yeah.
They probably just reversed course. Anyway, I haven't forgotten that. I haven't forgot that I am going to tell folks.
I don't want a funeral.
What I'm going to do, what I want for my funeral. But I'm intently curious.
I don't want to die.
As this thing was unfolding this week on the internet, I was very curious what Adam Burns thought of this. So I want to know, Adam, I haven't put this on the trailer or anything. I want to know. During D23 this past weekend, which is the Disney fan club thing where they made a bunch of announcements. So you might have noticed that there's been a whole bunch of announcements just piled up together about, you know, Marvel and stuff like that. That was all one of the
Brian Ibbett went to D23.
Yeah. Right. So one of the things they did at D23 is they released a teaser trailer for the live action Little Mermaid show movie, which is
called. Yes.
And as it turns out, the Little Mermaid, the main character Ariel, is being played by a black woman. I forget her name. Brandy something. But the trailer is very like, you don't see her face. You don't see her at all until the very end of the trailer. So it's, you know, it's a teaser trailer. So it's just her swimming, but you just catch, like, she swims really fast across the screen. You catch her tail here and, you know, and you're hearing the Little Mermaid music. And then, you know, at the very last bit of the trailer, she knows, like, part of the world, right? You know, it's like, and she sings, and then that's the big reveal that she's this black girl. And TikTok has been just insanely awesome this week, because all of these little black girls and sometimes little black boys, their parents are making them watch this trailer. And when the reveal comes that it's a black Ariel, they are so excited. Their eyes light up and they're like so excited. And someone's like, oh my God, she's black. You know, it's like one of those things where it's like they're actually seeing themselves up on the screen. You know what I'm saying? They're like imagining themselves, and it's so cute and heartwarming and, you know, just amazing to see these little kids' eyes just light up.
Does it make you cry?
So, it does. It makes me cry. They get so excited and everything like that. But Adam, let me point you to Twitter.
Oh,
where people are just losing their fucking mind. Racist fucking Twitter is like losing its mind that there's a black woman playing a mermaid in a live action version of an animated show, because Ariel's supposed to be white. And it's just the juxtaposition of the two. So I've waited all week to ask you, Adam, I need to know where you fall in this whole spectrum here. Of
whether I think Ariel should be black or white,
whether you have a problem with Ariel being, are you excited that Ariel is a black being portrayed by a black actress, or are you, no, it really, honestly, she was drawn as a white person, so she should be,
I think there's a third option.
Okay, what's the third option?
I think it's fine that she's, but I think it's fine for, I don't think color should be, characters are not a certain color necessarily.
No, she's a mermaid. There's no real mermaids in the world. And, we have no idea.
Right. And so I think it's fine. I think it's great for, you know, African-American little girls to see themselves. I think that's great. And you
do realize that most of the bad reviews and downgrading of like the new Lord of the Rings series on Amazon has to do with the fact that they have actors of color playing elves.
Okay, this is going to be, I'm just wondering, I'm just curious. Uh-huh. So Tiana, is it Tiana, Princess and the Frog?
Yes, Tiana.
Okay.
You gotta dig a little deeper.
She is African American.
Yes.
Right?
She is Disney's first African American princess.
Yeah. So if they had a live action movie of that and a white lady played the part.
Yes. That would be horrible. That would be horrible.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like,
it would be horrible because that white actress has hundreds of roles that she could play, whereas black women are restricted to only being able to play certain types of roles. So in the case of a white woman taking over a minority role, it's kind of like you already have everything. Why do you need to take this other thing? Why? What can't you just like sit the fuck back? It's just like, can't you just like chill for a moment?
But you're referring, but you just said Ariel was not a white role.
No, because Ariel is a cartoon.
But if it's, So is Princess and the Frog.
All right, but Princess and the Frog was portrayed as an African-American female, human African-American female. Ariel is a mermaid. So it's like Ariel is a fantasy creature. Tiana is based off of a real person from New Orleans.
Okay, so if Ariel had been African-American or black in the original,
yes,
and they cast a white person to play that role in the movie,
yes,
would that be different?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you cannot ignore the fact is we're not equal, Adam. We're not equal, and that's the problem. So
I have said that I think it's great.
No, I understand that, I'm trying to answer the question that you're actually trying to ask, which is it is not an equal thing. It's not, oh, it's okay for black people to play white roles and it's okay for white people to play black roles. It's like, it is not an equal playing field. It is a case of centuries of oppression and, suppression by white people of black people makes it so that them playing black roles is just gross and icky because they have been the oppressors for so long. Whereas these minorities who have a very tiny voice in the grand scheme of things, it's like it's more empowering for them to be able to provide role models for other people of their type, is of their race. We still live in a very racist, very white-centric society, and like it or not. And so, no, it's not equal. It's not equal. It's not like, oh, one week Adam is going to do the intro to the show and one week Daniel's going to do the intro show. And it's, because we're just equal. We're equal. We're both equal in this show. But it's not the case for, a minority thing. So let me flip it. Let's take it outside of race. Let's say that you really like podcasting, right?
Okay.
And
it's a stretch.
Right. But let's say that on this podcast, you were a junior podcaster or whatever, right? In the sense that, like, you got to say a few things occasionally, but we didn't. You were never a main player on the podcast. You were never.
I was like a producer that, is there if.
No. But in this scenario, you're the junior one, the one that they're like, okay, we'll let Adam read this little bit right here, or we'll let Adam just read this tiny little part right here.
I'm like the weatherman or the.
No, because weatherman.
The traffic reporter.
Right. The traffic reporter. Now, let's assume. All right. Yeah, that's perfect. Let's say that you work for a local news station. For their news division, and there were the anchors, there were the two anchors, there was the sports guy, there was the weather guy, and there's you, the traffic lady, right? You, the traffic reporter, okay? You following me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's say it's the weekend.
Bob.
No. You need to be in the studio. You need to be in the studio. You need to be in the studio. But let's say that it's the weekend. I swear to God, there's a point to this, Adam. Let's say that it's the weekend, right? And
yes,
the anchor, for whatever reason, can't do their show. Can't do their. He's sick or whatever, right? And you get to fill in for the anchor. You get to go and fill in for his position, right? You get to read the stories and everything, and you get to like take control of the show. Now, for you, that is an empowering thing. You are the traffic dude. You're over here. You may be talented enough to do his job or whatever, but you are the traffic dude. That's how everyone sees you. They just see you as the traffic guy. But you're now able to step into another role, a higher echelon role, and do a good job in it, right? That is an empowering thing for you. Now you flip the script and say, oh, you know what? Bob was feeling really good today and he decided that he's going to also do the traffic. So you don't need to do, you know what? Bob, the anchor, is now going to read the traffic instead of you. That is punching down. Like, that's the opposite. It's like now the privileged person, the person that was already in charge of everything, is now taking away the thing that you were going to do, but you're not allowed to go take away their jobs. It's like it is a power balance kind of a thing there. That is the best drunken high explanation that I can give you of racial privilege Thank you.
Thank you for coming
to my TED Talk.
Originally, I wasn't thinking punching up, punching down. I was just thinking of not the power dynamics between a white actor and an African American actor. I was just thinking of that color person in a role. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yep.
I get what you're saying. I wasn't looking at it from that angle at the beginning of the conversation. So
I'm just saying, I feel like when I look back,
Bob, we're now flying over I-5, and what we're seeing here is there's a white SUV in the outer left lane. And there's a backup behind him, Bob.
You don't have an I-5 in Arkansas. That's in California. But thank you for playing. I don't even remember what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
I know what it is.
So at the same time that these people are very upset about the Lord of the Rings with these elves being played by actors of color and everything. But
I'm good with that too.
Yeah. But I think it's funny that, when Auntie Scott and Drew go and watch Charlie Chan, like the actor playing Charlie Chan is not Chinese. It was it was a white guy that was pretending to be Chinese. It's like John Wayne played Genghis Khan, for God's sakes. It's like all of these white actors throughout history that have played, Asian and Hispanic and Middle Eastern and whatever roles. It's like, it's such a double standard, right? It's like, oh, it's perfectly fine for John Wayne to play Genghis Khan, but it's not okay for, this British dude to play an elf.
Like, how do we feel about a straight man playing a gay character?
Personally, I'm against it. But it's kind of situational, and I don't really feel that it, So I'll give you a perfect example of that, because I've thought about this. Like, do you know who Eric Stone Street is?
Yes.
Okay. So Eric Stone Street is straight, and
he's gay. He is so gay.
Eric Stone Street is straight.
He is so gay. I don't care if he's married and has children, which I think he does. He is
He portrays the very, very flamboyant homosexual on Modern Family.
He doesn't even have to act, Daniel.
But that's my point. But my point is, no. My point is, he is acting. Have you ever seen him in an interview?
Yes. And when interviewed, he's flamboyant as well. Well, not as flamboyant.
He is acting. And I guess it's fine. He's very gay positive. He's a gay ally or whatever. But at the same time, it's like, girl, is there no flamboyant homosexual in Hollywood that could have played that role? It's like, it's kind of sad that,
Robin Williams also played a flamboyant,
in Birdcage.
Flamboyant gay. No. The other guy who played the flamboyant one.
Well, he was, Nathan Lane is gay.
But yeah, Robin Williams played gay as well. Was he gay? I don't know.
No, but here's my, no, Hank Azaria, no. Here's the thing. This is why it's situational for me. I'm okay with Robin Williams playing a gay man. I'm not okay with Eric Stone Street playing a flamboyant gay man. I feel like if you're going to take it into the realm of stereotype, if you're going to take it into the hysterical flighty queen that we all know in our lives.
What about Will from Will and Grace?
I'm more comfortable for the person playing the flamboyant role to actually be gay than I am with the straight person playing that. And Will and Grace is a good example, because Will was the not flamboyant gay one. And the one, Jack, the one, what's his name? I forget his actor.
I know.
But the actress. He was gay. Yeah, yeah. And I felt, okay. Yeah, Sean something. But I felt okay with him playing flamboyant because he was gay. So it's like,
So... okay, but I've thought a lot about that. Not really, but quite a bit. Hayes, yeah, Sean Hayes.
Yeah.
And acting is acting. Like, you're supposed, like, where it seems like sometimes that we're getting down to where it's not acting. You just have to be whoever the character is that you're portraying.
Yes, but
you
at have some to point,
be that in real life.
Yeah, but at some point, you know, at if only like, only oh, when the, we're talking about a, no only when we're talking about minorities, and it's like you
know, or you said homosexuals now as well. So
I mean, homosexuals are a minority. Hello, homosexuals are a minority.
No, I was thinking racial minority.
No, just minority. Period. It's like women. I don't think it's okay for men to play women's part. I don't think it's okay for it's like now there are situationally times that I'm fine with it, like in Tootsie and whatnot, where he's playing the part of a man playing a part of a woman. I'm okay with those kind of things. So it's very situational. It's not black and white in the sense. It's just I feel like Eric Stone Street as a straight man should not be playing the flamboyant homosexual part. I wish those two roles had been reversed. I would have wished that Jesse, the character that played his partner, his husband, who is gay, I wish he would have played the flamboyant part and Eric would have played the more straight part. That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of like black
people using the N word. I'm fine with them using the N word. I don't think other people should use it ever. So it's like, to me, it is situational and you can't say that it's not true. I mean, it is situational.
Well, sure. I mean,
I would be pissed off if a straight person used the word fag, but I'm fine if a gay person uses the word fag.
Yeah. But I just go back to it's acting and you're all, that's what you're doing. You're playing something that you're not. So that's what I understand what you're saying. And I know power, you know, all of that stuff, punching up, down, left, right. I understand all that. I'm just saying in general,
if we had
everything being equal,
yes. If we had, that's the problem. If everything was equal, yes. If everything was equal, then that's absolutely true. But everything isn't equal. And that's the problem.
I mean, there are real witches out there, but the person who played the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yes.
Was not a witch. So, I mean, I think they should have gotten a real witch to play that part.
I don't think those kind of witches.
I mean, witches people, are in the minority.
No, but you're talking about Wiccans, and those are a different. Wicked Witch of the East was not a Wiccan.
Wicked Weast?
The Wicked Weast of the Woo was not a Wiccan. That's really hard to say. All right, I have to tinkle.
Okay.
I know that you've already forgotten.
You want to tell us what you want to do for your funeral.
I haven't forgotten.
I don't want a funeral, so.
Because you are a robot?
Go ahead. You need a tinkle, right?
Yes, but then you pulled out the robot voice, and I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Go tinkle. Go tinkle.
Clean up on aisle 3. Clean up on aisle 3.
Who's Marge? We lost Lizzie and Marge. I don't know who Marge Schott is. Marge Schott. Okay, so has anyone in the room watched both Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad? Other way around, but both of those. I'm waiting for the answer. I'll wait. Oh, you didn't watch. Okay. You didn't watch. Well, the only other person that's typing in the chat room is Kathy Marshall. So we'll see if she has, because, oh, no, she didn't watch either. Well, I think Daniel has watched both, perhaps. So I'll see. Because everyone, this is what, and I don't know who listens to my podcast and who doesn't. So if you, like I've said it in my podcast, but I have to repeat it because I don't know who listens. But so everyone that you hear talking about it says that Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad. That Breaking Bad's amazing. But that Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad, even. Like if you know, Breaking Bad was a 98%, you know, Better Call Saul is 100%. And we watched Breaking Bad and really liked it, really enjoyed it. Although I'm going to say something controversial. not to people who haven't watched it, but maybe some other level 13 members have watched it. Or I don't know, maybe Kathy Bacon's still listening. But I think Ozark is better than Better Call Saul. Or no, Breaking Bad. I think Ozark is better than Breaking Bad. There, I said it. But anyway, people think that Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad. And we thought Breaking Bad was better. We've only watched part of the first season of Better Call Saul. But we're having trouble getting into it. And we really enjoyed Breaking Bad. So
I think I advise you to watch Breaking Bad years
have ago. Have you seen both Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
So I haven't seen the final season of Better Call Saul, but I have seen the seasons leading up to it. So I kind of agree with you. The first season of Better Call Saul to me was New City.
Why? Because I've heard so many people say, "Oh, Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad," and like
it is a slow build. So it's like the first season is very snoozy. The second season starts to kind of get its momentum, and by the third season, it's great.
I think we're gonna go back to it at some point, but we put it down for a while.
The thing is, you just have to make it through that first season, and that first season does a lot of heavy lifting. It does a lot of, you know, setting up who the characters are and how they, you know.
It's always, I don't know the word, but it's something. When people, there's so much content out there in the world to be watched nowadays. And then for people to say, you just have to struggle through the first two seasons and then you're great.
To be honest with you,
there's so much out there in the world to watch.
You know what? To be honest with you, you probably know enough. If you watch all of Breaking Bad, you know enough. You can just pick it up at season two. It's the backstory of this guy. And it's like, there are minor glimpses of who he will eventually become in season one, but it doesn't really start picking up until season two. But it's all to just draw out this whole character study of, like, you know, Saul. And if you think about it, this is what he does, right? Breaking Bad is a very slow descent into, power. You know, evil power or whatever. He's literally Breaking Bad. You're watching Mr. Chimpy, like the high school science teacher who's like does, you know, never cheats on his taxes and is a good guy, slowly becomes like a drug lord that basically, and I know that you said on your show, it's like, well, he didn't do anything that bad. He's like, literally in season one, they kill and then dissolve someone in the tub. It's just like, it's like they kill people.
Yeah, well, the drug dealer though.
It doesn't matter. They absolutely are killing people. They absolutely is not like he's like, you know, just sitting there on paper and whatever. But
I forgot about the dissolving the person part. But now I think I said this on Geeky Gay as well, but I wanted to get your opinion of it.
Yes. Better Call Saul.
I'm going to make a statement.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And I want to know whether you strongly disagree.
Zip, 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 zip. I've zipped up.
Or agree.
Okay.
I think Ozark is better than Breaking Bad.
I think they are both really good. I don't think you can compare them one to one. I enjoy both of them. And I couldn't say that Ozark is different. It's but Breaking Bad is different. And
it's a very similar story, and I'll just say I think the wife in Ozark was a better wife part than the wife in Breaking Bad. I think the guy, what's his name? Jerry, whatever, and not Jerry, is it Jason?
Jason Bateman,
his part is a better Walter White than Walter White is. Like, I just...
Oh, no, no.
Also, no. I liked the kids being in on it instead of the cute guy being completely oblivious for the full five seasons. I liked Ozark better.
It's different stories, and it's different. And Jason Bateman was never a science teacher, or whatever. He was always morally dubious. But No, I think both shows were great, and they were not the same story. The only thing they have in common is they were, is about drugs. But yeah, I've always viewed Ozark as a superhero show a superhero show in the sense that Jason Bateman had a superpower of being able to say the exact right thing to Liv for another 30 minutes. It's like the number of times that he should have just been killed on that show with guns to his head and people chopping off people's heads or whatever, he just always knew the right thing to say, right?
Something rattling you?
You seem awfully on edge.
What is this?
Your name?
My name is Abigail.
It's Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, the reboot?
Well, actually, it's Walker Independence. I think the guy from Supernatural is supposed to be in Walker. Or he's a producer, I want to say he's in it.
Did you watch Thor Love and Thunder?
Yeah, we did.
That has to be, without a doubt, the worst. I almost said the worst Marvel movie ever made, but I'm tempted to say the worst movie ever made. Thor Love and Thunder sucked. It was, what the fuck is this? It's like Thor can give his powers to other people just by saying a little why didn't he do that in Avengers? We wouldn't have had Thanos. It's like all he had to do when he landed was just like give all those Wakandans the power of Thor. It's just like why suddenly can he give his powers to other people? And also, the whole thing with him and Jane Foster having a life together, which we only find out through flashbacks. It was like, what is this movie? This is the stupidest movie ever made. This is dumb. This is spits on all of the work done before in the MCU. This is horrible.
I don't pay attention to like, should they be able to do this thing? Or does this make sense with I don't really pay attention to all that like you do, but I will say it was, okay. Like we didn't hate it, but Mark said, and I agree with him, he said it was like it was made for children.
Yes. It was
instead of being made for adults.
It was made for children in 1990 or 2000. Because those screaming goats played out like a decade ago. It's just like, yeah, we get it. They're screaming goats. It's like, what? Kids aren't even amused by screaming goats at this point. It's like, that thing. Yeah, screaming goats. Got it. It was such a dumb movie. God, it was such a dumb movie. I feel stupider having watched it. I feel like it's a case that Taika Waititi did Ragnarok and did such a great job with Ragnarok that somehow they just didn't rein him in. They're just like, yeah, just do whatever you want. Yeah, you did great last time. Yeah, just do whatever you want. And his go-to thing is to just make everything a joke, even at stupid times when you really shouldn't make a joke. And it's like, what a horrible movie. It's like she died at the end. She died of cancer. Like she basically...
Yeah. Sorry. So in the chat room, Cyclone has said Mark Shepard is great to work with. And I.
Is working with a euphemism?
And I don't know who Mark Shepard is. He is somehow in the pilot of this Walker Independence. But who I was talking about is Jared Padalecki. And he's not actually acting in it. He's the executive. He's like an executive producer. So I thought he was going to be in it because he's an actor.
Yeah, but Mark Shepard was not in it. Yeah, Mark Shepard was in Supernatural. He was Crowley.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. Other than the main two characters, I don't know the actors and actresses' names.
He was also in Battlestar Galactica.
Um,
Oh. Never mind.
I did love Crowley, the character of Crowley, though.
Yeah, that's him. That's Mark Shepard.
You didn't watch Supernatural.
I didn't. I tried to, and it just, I never shined to it. You know what I have been watching, though? I never watched Industry before, so I just started watching Industry on HBO Max.
I tried to get into that, and I...
Let me tell you, the first season...
They're so mean to each other.
Yeah, but like, the first season, you see more dicks in those first few episodes than you ever see.
Oh, anywhere. Yeah. I think that's why I started watching it, because I heard somewhere that you see dick.
Yeah.
The only thing good about Thor Love and Thunder was you see his full ass.
Yes.
I mean, that was nice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, nice dick. I mean, nice ass. Let's see. I mean, you know, he's Chris Hemsworth, so.
I feel like there's some show we've watched recently where they actually showed full frontal several times.
There's probably
for a man.
Yeah. Huh? There's a bunch of them, but I don't know what you've been watching.
I think Game of Thrones House of the Dragon showed a.
Oh, yeah, probably.
A full dick. Which I don't recall them doing in actual Game of Thrones. They showed women.
Well, now they have more money, so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can I mark these as red? Yeah, I can. Okay, cool. Yeah, no. What are you thinking of? What do you think of House of the Dragon?
I'm liking it. I have not read the book or whatever. But I did read to see what the season was going to be about, and it kind of tells the whole story. So I kind of know what's coming.
I feel like, though, so, this is the double standard here is I ask you about She-Hulk, and you're like, well, you know, we only like to watch things when they're done so that we can binge them. And then I ask you about House of the Dragons and Lord of the Rings, and you are watching those week to week.
Except so. Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings. Those are like, you know.
And so have I. Also, Star Trek, Lower Decks, you're not watching. She-Hulk, you're not watching.
Lower Deck, I'm probably not going to watch because I don't generally watch cartoon stuff.
It's not cartoons.
I don't have animated. I'm not a big watcher of animated stuff. I've even tried to go back and watch animation of my childhood. Uh-huh. And I like Thundercats. I love that, but go back and watch it now.
Stupid.
I mean, it's like I loved Transformers. I loved Mask. This no mm-hmm. one's even ever heard of this cartoon, Mask. Mm-hmm. It was only on for one season, I think.
Did Jim Carrey do the voice? I like the movie Mask.
No, it was different. They had these masks, and they would go in this room around this big table.
Yeah,
and the mask would come down over their head, and then. It gave them powers. Like one of the masks could make themselves invisible. One of them shot lasers. One of them made them really fast. You know, one of them made them really strong. One sprayed bubbles out that did something. I don't know. Anyway, they had all these masks, and it was also so you couldn't see. You know, it was a disguise as well.
Have you watched?
I run a multi-trillion dollar business. I can handle a few juveniles for the weekend. You just focus on this new job of yours. Besides, we've got a pretty low-key day planned.
Hoist the mast-sail! Other boat words
is,
to it.
Is this DuckTales?
No, wait.
I don't know. Let's wait for the theme song to see.
This is like a hurricane here again.
Duckburg.
Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a duckburg. Might solve the mystery. Or rewrite history.
DuckTales.
Woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales.
Woo!
Tales of daring, do bad and good luck.
DuckTales. Ooh.
That's the new.
I didn't know they were doing a live action movie. Is it live action or is
no?
It...
No, it's animated. But they, it's the.
Is it a theatrical release movie though?
No, it's on Disney Plus. It's DuckTales animated.
Oh,
but it's I didn't know. A repeat. It's a reimagining of DuckTales. So it's not the old. So I don't know if you recognize the voice of Scrooge McDuck, but it's David Tennant, Doctor Who.
No, I don't. This is the theme song to Mask.
It sounds very 80s.
It was probably 89.
I wear a mask. I put it on.
There it is.
It's always best when they say fighting crime right in the theme song. I love this theme song. I'm into this.
It's good.
It's a masquerade.
That's a bad guy, Venom.
Yeah, I gathered. How long is this song? They like give the entire... is this intro?
2 minutes and 54
seconds. Dear God, how long is the cartoon? I feel like the entire cartoon is being told in this song.
I don't know if this is like a director's cut or something. Anyway, yeah, that is very 80s sounding, isn't it? Yeah, that was one of my favorite cartoons growing up. And like I said, it was only on for one season, so... But I've tried going back and finding like old episodes on YouTube or whatever. No, it's not like I remember it being great, but no.
All right. Well, so we need to talk about the cruise, but before we talk about the cruise, I need to tell you, Adam.
Yeah.
What I would like to happen.
Oh yeah. Right. I did forget that time.
If I die.
You just wanted, you were like, I'm going to wait until he actually forgets.
I do not want a church funeral. I would prefer to have it someplace that, sells drinks. So like, think about like the place you would go for a wedding rehearsal dinner or whatever, you know, where you have like, they have.
Like an event hall sort
of
situation?
Like an event hall with alcohol, right? Like you can,
What you could do it in the, the broom closet at the Luxor? What did we call that?
The attic at the Luxor. I would like to have it there. I will leave enough money to make it an open bar. So it's an open bar. Nobody needs to pay for it. I would like for people to do some readings, and this all depends on whether I die before them, right? So it's like, if you're still alive, I'd like you to, give some words, just some memories.
Do you want to play taps on the trumpet?
I want nothing sad. I want you to tell...
Normally people want me to... You want me to play La Cucaracha?
Yeah, play La Cucaracha and tell a stupid story about me. Just tell some...
Do that. You know that one?
Yeah, do that. And then say, hear ye, let me tell you a stupid story about Daniel.
Remember that time when we ate in the California Grill? We had a lovely table right next to the window. We could see the castle.
See happily ever after, yes.
And the music started. They piped the music into the restaurant, everyone.
They did.
They piped it. We were eating. I believe I had a short rib. And Daniel had some fish. The music starts swelling. They've brought dessert.
I don't think it was happily ever after. I think it was wishes. But yes.
And then it was wishes. And then the music plays.
Go ahead.
And a tear comes to the corner of Daniel's eye. And he sobs. As we watch wishes and eat our dessert.
Yes.
And then continues to complain about how Universal sucked.
Ugh,
And he was so glad to be back at Disney on a Disney property.
It's true. It's true. You know, sometimes you have to experience other things before you realize how good you have it. And Universal is no... You're right. Disney is not on the same level as them. It's like Disney is just on a different level.
I know this is not going to be a direct correlation, but the way I feel about Chick-fil-A is as if Disney was a company that donated at one time to anti-LGBT causes, because I feel like Disney or Chick-fil-A is the Disney of fast food restaurants. Like, you, perfect service, smiling, quick.
Yeah, but you get, but what the food is bland.
And so I feel like it's the Disney of fast food restaurants. That's how I feel.
But my problem, if Chick-fil-A had good food, I would be with you.
I like their food.
I think Chick-fil-A's food is bland as hell. It's like,
the quality of it's really good. I mean, I like it.
It's very good bland food then. It's just,
anyway, that's how I feel about.
I don't like bland food. I love Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich. That's good. McDonald's Big Mac. That's good. It was like Chick-fil-A is, it's literally two pieces of bread with butter and a pickle and chicken. It's like, there's no condiments on it. There's no mustard or any kind of spice to it whatsoever. I just find it to be very bland.
McDonald's has been around for 150,000 years.
Yes. Something around there. Yes.
You rarely have bad service at a McDonald's.
No, you don't. So maybe the McDonald's
it's not great. It's what you expect, but sometimes it's not always what you want, but sometimes it's what you need.
Yeah.
Like, if I have an upset tummy, but I want a burger, McDonald's is perfect because it's bland enough
so
not going to cause any.
But we were talking about my death before you so rudely interrupted. I would like for you to speak at my funeral, unless you've already died. Which is entirely possible, you know, now that I run marathons.
You're increasing your number of years by magnitude.
Now that I am an Olympic athlete, it may be longer. I would like for you to speak. I would like for Zach to speak. I would like for anyone. I'm going to leave this up to you. Anyone who you think should speak. That wants to speak can, but I don't want.
Could we do a live streaming event from your funeral?
Sure, you can do that. Because the eulogy, the main eulogy, it's going to be
during the eulogy.
Yeah,
you're going to hear. I don't have a phone sound effect in front of it. Ring, ring, ring. Hi guys.
Yep.
Artie Cruiser here.
Yeah. No. I'm doing my own eulogy. I'm going to record my own eulogy and I'll update it every few years or whatever. But, I want my own. I want to play my own. I'm the only one qualified to speak at my funeral. So that's who I want to speak at my funeral is me.
I can hear it now. Live from the.
Dead. From the palatial casket that you shoved into flames and cremated me. Oh, yeah. I want to be cremated. But yeah, that's what I want, Adam. I want it to be a celebration.
I want to be treated with wax like the Pope.
I want it to be a celebration. And I want, I don't want to be in the church. I want to be cremated, so I don't want to spend a lot of money on caskets. The money that I would have spent on the top of the line, Cadillac coffin, I'm going to instead spend to have an open bar at my service. So there you go, Adam. That's what I would like for my death, for my funeral.
Okay. Well, we're not that far apart in age, so I mean, who knows?
No, but I'm more concerned about Gary. Like, what if Gary dies a couple of years
Gary
from now?
Gary will die. I mean, we're all going to die.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no getting out of that. We're all going to die. But what if Gary dies a couple of years from now? Like, what do we do? Like, does anyone have a plan? Like, I know that he'll probably have some local funeral there or whatever, but is there any plan in place to contact those of us in the Pride 48
community? No, I think it would be like Lord Byron.
I know. Suddenly, we find out through somebody read the Portland newspaper or whatever and found a clip about Gary Bearden. It's like, I feel like we should have some kind of place for people to, leave their wishes.
That's kind of morbid.
It is, but also necessary.
Are you saying that the Pride 48 community is so old that now we need to have a death section of the website where people go?
I'm saying that there are members of the Pride 48 community who are approaching their twilight years. And I think before they reach those twilight years, we should maybe find out, what it is that they want. And they can update them at any time. Because,
we need some young blood.
Because I feel like Big Fatty would be like, I don't want Daniel talking at my funeral. I hate that motherfucker because he hates me. And then I feel like, maybe 5 years from now, whatever, he'll be like calmed down and he'll be like, I want Daniel to speak at my funeral. So.
Have you ever thought about, truly though, I've actually thought about this.
Thought about what?
I've thought, what if I make personal, like, YouTube videos for my friends and family? Because I mean, I know how to do all this stuff. I could literally just sit in front of, and then I could make a series, mm-hmm. and I could say, just watch one a year. It'll be like I'm not dead.
I feel
I'll wear a different article of clothing in each one.
Here's the trick to that. Like, I feel like you could do something like that if you found out that you had like inoperable cancer and you have 6 months to live or something. Like, you knew, I'm going to go. But the thing for those of us who don't know when we're going to die, how do you plan for that? Like, the things that you may record right now in this year are not necessarily going to be the things that you would want to record 5 years from now or 10 years from now or 20 years from now, right? So think about the people that you knew 10 years ago compared to the people that you know now. Like, you may have a different set of social people around you at those points in time. So it's like, how do you, how do you keep that updated?
I think you have to refreshen it.
Yeah, you have to refresh it. We should set aside a holiday every year and call it, video
death recording refreshing day,
video eulogy day. So welcome to video eulogy day, where you should now sit down and record your
own
eulogy.
Because this would just be talking to him like, oh, I hope you're having a great day, It's kind of hot down here in hell right now, but I've got the AC on and, whatever, just so they don't feel like you're gone.
Yeah. Do you need me to do this, Adam? Do you need me to record you a YouTube series that you can only play once a year?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
I love how you're convinced that you're going to, outlive me. Probably not.
No, I'm not convinced of that. I haven't said.
I don't think I've said that once. Do I get to speak at your funeral, or is you're going to be in a church with some preacher that doesn't know you?
I don't think I want a funeral.
What do you mean you don't want a funeral? Funeral's not for you. It's for us.
Well, screw everybody else. I'm dead.
Yeah, but so you just want all of your friends and loved ones to be sad with like no like commiserating?
So a funeral makes you not sad?
Yes.
You go to a funeral and all of a sudden you're not sad anymore?
The point of a funeral is to not only celebrate the life of the person that has passed, but also to connect with people who are going through the same pain, that they know how you feel. And it's a very therapeutic thing. Yes, absolutely. A funeral makes you feel better because
funerals are boring.
Well, then don't make your funeral boring. That's my point. Tell us what you want. Funerals are boring because when people die and nobody knows what they want when they die, then everyone just takes the default, which is super fucking boring. Some Catholic priest reading a passage.
I want a comedian. I want Mateo Lane to perform. Mateo Lane.
Oh, I like him. I see him on the TikTok.
I want him to, and there's another one that I like.
Eddie Izzard, but he'll probably be dead.
No. The guy, I can't remember his name.
Well, that's a problem.
He's Asian, but he was adopted by a family who's from Wisconsin or somewhere. And so he makes fun of the fact that he sounds either Southern or Midwestern, but he's Asian and he's also gay and I can't. Oh, and he had a movie come out recently on Hulu or Netflix. I can't remember.
Yeah,
he wrote and starred in it and I cannot remember his name.
Oh, that's sad.
He was in, he's gay.
Yeah.
Joel Kim Booster. Thank you, Cyclone. So Mateo Lane and Joel Kim Booster.
So we need to hire Mateo Lane and Joel Kim Booster to perform.
To perform.
At your funeral.
They're both hot, so they could both first do their comedy and then strip down and, you know.
But what if you die 40 years from now? They won't still be hot. Like no one's.
They're funny. Mateo Lane is super funny.
Yeah.
He posts all these shorts.
I'm not saying they shouldn't perform.
If he ever travels near enough me, I will go to his show. I told you I'm going to that Trey Crowder.
Yes.
Next Saturday.
The liberal redneck.
Yep. I'm looking forward. I don't know if Mark's going to like it or not, but I find him to be hilarious.
What if
the fact that he has a redneck accent like that makes it better?
Here's my question. What if Mark wasn't invited? You could just.
Well, I bought two tickets. He's invited.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's invited. I can't believe that he said.
Well, I probably shouldn't have said that. In my mind, it sounded funny.
They were invited. I'm gonna reply to that right now. I'm gonna like go into that.
No, don't do that because he'll be so mad at me for sharing his life story.
Too bad. Too bad. You told me.
No.
And now I have to clear the air.
No. No, don't. I'm serious. He'll be so mad. I can't.
I'm not gonna do.
He likes to keep his life private, and I shouldn't be talking about his life on the podcast. But he didn't mean it that way. He didn't mean it in the offensive way. He meant that he was thinking, why would someone come if they were not personally invited? Like if I did not personally tell them to come to this, he would assume that they wouldn't even think about coming on their own.
Right.
That's what he meant. Yeah. Not that he didn't invite anybody. Like he didn't. It's right. He's just saying like,
no, Cyclone has it in the chat room. It's like, I should just mention in the chat that I'm really sad that you didn't invite me to this ceremony.
But doesn't that make sense? He was thinking, why would someone come to my thing if I didn't personally ask them to come?
Yeah.
Is what he's thinking. Not, I didn't want them to come. So I didn't, he's just thinking, why would they?
Because like we wanted to celebrate it with him and we were happy for him and whatnot is like,
well, I understand that, but I'm saying that was his question. That's what he was saying in his question. Not, oh my God, I didn't invite, like, not like it's that.
Fine. I'm not going to be there anyway, Adam. It doesn't matter. I won't be there. I will not be a part of it.
Wait, how is the Cyclone says, unlike Adam, some folks are caring. How does this even, I'm not the one who said it. I just like, I'm just trying to explain it.
Do we have a bus sound here? You were just throwing him under the bus like so hard.
But it's
like,
not, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just a cultural thing, Dan. It's just a cultural thing.
It's fine. I'm not hurt by it. I'm playing. I'm teasing with you. I'm not.
Well,
seriously,
Auntie Scott
hurt.
Practically ripped me a new asshole when I said it. Like, why did you say such a horrible thing? And then I was like, well, I thought it was funny. And he's like, well, you should think again.
Have you used, no, of course you haven't. You don't look at YouTube shorts or.
I do look at YouTube shorts. I do.
But do TikTok or not?
I don't go to TikTok. Not because I don't think I would like it. I just don't.
Here's my problem with YouTube shorts. I'm grabbing a screenshot here. Just
aren't they basically people cross post?
Yeah, that's not my problem with it though. Because no, there's definitely independent content on both platforms, whatever. The TikTok algorithm is really, really good at figuring out the kinds of things that you like, and then it, you know, delivers those things to you. The YouTube algorithm, the YouTube Shorts algorithm, is trying to be as good at it. I just posted, like, when I go on my computer to my YouTube homepage, here's the short suggestions that what do we notice about those shorts? Like, I look at those shorts and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a pedophile. It's just like, what? It's like,
I was going to say it's mostly twinks other than the guy with the beard, but even he is probably only 30.
It's like, what? It's I watched some dance videos and I watched some shirtless boys and some, I've been running. So I've been watching like a lot of the, you know, the running ones or whatever.
The hot runners.
But it's just like, apparently. But apparently it's just like, when every time I refresh that page, it's just like, oh my God, this is just like, it's like the front page of Helix videos or something. It's just like there. I was like, what am I that predictable? I was like, I don't like this YouTube short. So at least the TikTok algorithm doesn't show them to me all next to, you know, next to each other. It's like, I think if my TikTok suggestions were laid out in the same way, I would equally be like, oh my God, what does this say about me? So I think the genius of TikTok is that they hide that from you. And then YouTube is just like sitting here, like showing you like, yep, this is you, baby. You like twinks. That's what you like.
Yeah.
You just watch twinks. It's like, if they're under the age of 30 and got their shirt off, you're going to watch that video. And it's just like,
well, now you know. I mean, they've profiled you, you know. So
I don't know. It's like, I want the quietness of TikTok where it's just like, show me my twinks one at a time, please. I don't need to see them in a group.
I used to get this lady who I thought was really funny. It was her and her dad. And now I never get, I don't remember. I could probably look back at my history, but I don't remember her name or her channel name or anything like that. But it was recommending her for a long time and it just stopped. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And it was YouTube Shorts specifically.
I just refreshed. I just literally, all I did was refresh the screen. Here's the new banner of one. So it is even worse than the other one. It's like
it's almost porn.
I know.
It's so close to being porn. Look at the I mean the guy in the box, the 1, 2, 3, the fourth picture, feed me.
Yes.
And then he's laying back. It's almost like you're looking up his crotch.
I know. What does this say about me? This is horrible.
I want to
clarify something. The very first video, the one that has what looks like a 12-year-old boy, he was on America's Got Talent. He's a dancer. He does these robot dances and everything. And I like his videos. It's like that has nothing to do with him being a twink. And this, he's no longer a 12-year-old, but it's like the video that he's there is a flashback video. So okay. I just want to make it clear that I'm not like out there looking for like 12-year-old boys. Although, God, yeah, I've got a problem. Yes. I'm a horrible person. I clearly am. I'm a very horrible person.
I mean, we all, it's just our, all of our longing for our youth ourselves, you know, we see youth in other people mm-hmm. and it's attractive.
Yeah.
Youth is attractive.
It is.
So
I would love to tell you that I've, you know, lost a couple of pounds after, you know, 3 weeks of running.
I feel like you will eventually, because I feel like runners are always skinny.
I'm not allowed to have a scale.
Oh, who? And whose rule
Zach,
is that?
Zach does not want a scale in the house. He's just like, no. Can I have it? So if I want to weigh myself,
how does he know if he's doing okay or not on his weight situation? Just by how things fit?
Yeah, just how things fit, how you look in the mirror, and you know how you feel.
Well, looks can be deceiving because
it doesn't matter.
I have body dysmorphia. I always think I'm fat when I look in the mirror, regardless of even when I'm not. So
No, it's just like,
I need a number to tell me if I'm fat or not.
I feel like that's a stupid thing. Because, like, muscle weighs more than fat. So, like, what if you're, like, gaining
weight? Well, you'll know. You'll know. Because
I feel like...
That along with how your clothes fit.
Right.
You know,
but my thing is...
You're
like,
heavier, but your clothes are falling off, then you've gained muscle.
Yeah. I need... For me to find out what I weigh, I would literally have to, like, go down to Walgreens.
One of those truck stop scales?
Yeah, the cat scales. And it's like, walk on the cat scales.
They have a scale at the groomer that Sydney goes to. I mean, those are nice because they're digital and you can just like the dog just stands up there and it immediately says what their weight is.
No, they have some fancy scales that I could buy, like, you know, ones that like have little electric pulses that go through your body so you can figure out your fat content, like your body, you know, muscle to fat ratio and all of those things. But no, I'm not using it. You know, the one thing that I am curious about, they just came out with new Fitbits, like the Fitbit just, you know, released their new line for the year. And I kind of want to get one, but then I know that the Google I/O event is happening on October 6th, and they're going to announce the new Pixel Watch. And if you'll remember, Google bought Fitbit, right? So now I'm waiting till October 6th to see, because this is what I need. I need a watch that has a GPS built in, because my watch does not. My Fitbit does not have a GPS built in. And I want those cute little maps that you can post, you know, today's run, and it shows you your exact route and everything. Well, that's only possible because my phone has a GPS and it's in my pocket, but since it's in my pocket, it doesn't know the whole route. So it shows me these jagged lines where it thinks I jumped, you know, through six blocks or whatever. So the phone is, you know, I mean, the watch has got the GPS in it. That's what I want. But I don't want to spend $200 on a new Fitbit if the Pixel watch is going to have all that features, you know, all those features. So I'm stuck in this, you know, what do we call it?
You're in the middle FOMO, you know,
in the doldrums,
fear of missing out, but you're stuck syndrome. I don't know.
Stuck in the doldrums. You know, I'm running a 5K on October 6th, on October 9th. So it's like I'm a couple of weeks away, 3 weeks away from running my very first.
So in 3 more weeks, 5K. You'll be able to do 18 minutes of running, but in between 2-minute breaks.
Oh, this 5K is just to, you know, it's a Pride 5K. And I can walk run it. You can walk it. You're like, you don't have to run it. It's like you have to finish it within 90 minutes, but I don't know who on the planet can't walk 3.1 miles in 90 minutes. That's what, a 30-minute mile? That's great. Anyone can do a 30-minute mile. That's like a very leisurely pace. Just walking my 3.2 mile course here, I typically am walking like a 16-minute mile. So anyway, my point is that I could just walk the 5K. I don't even need to run it. But I'm doing this more as a, just to acclimate myself to what it's like to be in one of these races. Because you're going to be on a starting line with hundreds of people. And then as they, you know, some of them are just walking. So how do you get around them in order to start running? You know, like, what's it look like? What's it feel like? My sister brought up because she's running with me on the 10K, but my sister brought up, she's like, you know, my first race that I ever did, because I was so pumped with adrenaline, whatever, I ran too fast. And I tired myself out mid-race. You know, I didn't have the normal pace that I'd been training on. You know, I was all goosed and everything. So it's like, doing a test 5K is a great deal because, you know, that way you can figure all that
stuff out. Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to go too fast because that will happen. Mm-hmm.
And I think Taylor is going to walk run it also. So
have you been watching Lord of the Rings?
We just started, so we've only watched one episode so far of The Lord of the Rings. We're caught up on House of the Dragon. We are one episode into Lord of the Rings.
So, talking about somebody running for really long distances or whatever, or not tiring yourself out, where she jumps off the boat, is that in episode one?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
She was sailing away to... did she jump off the boat? Is that where they all went into the land of the light and she refused to go?
Yes.
Oh, I must have...
She jumps off the boat.
Okay, I must have... I probably dozed during that.
And she's in the open ocean. Yeah. It's like, where are you going to go?
In plate mail.
How are you... You're out in the middle of... You've been sailing for days. Yep. And you jump into the ocean. Like, what do you... And then magically, she runs into these ship... Well, these people floating on it. Anyway, I don't remember what was in what episode. So either you were asleep or it was episode two. But anyway, it's crazy. I'm like, well, I know she doesn't die because Galadriel is in the movie. And this is a prequel, so I know she has to live.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad about those kind of things, like those prequels and everything. Like, you know, like, no matter what happens with Better Call Saul in the past, you know he makes it. You know he makes it out. You know he makes
it to
Breaking Bad. So it's like, there's no ever real fear that, oh, he's going to die. Or Mike, for that matter. Like, you know Mike from Breaking Bad, too. So it's like, you know that there's no... and Gus Fring, right? So, you know, none of them are ever going to die because
seen them in... Gus's death in Breaking Bad was so good. And I wanted him to die. Like, yes. I wanted that character to die. I wanted them to succeed, and it was so satisfying. It was sad. He walks out and adjusts his tie.
Yes.
And it turns his face.
And he's half of his face is missing.
No face on the other side. And he falls over. He doesn't even realize he's dead.
Yeah. That's very Gus Fring. What about the dude? The dude that made the coffee?
The guy that made the coffee?
Yeah, his assistant. Hank's assistant in the underground.
Well, he just got shot.
No, but I'm saying that character, that actor has been in a lot of things, and he's like a really good character actor because I don't ever remember where I know him from, but I know that there's like, his face looks familiar. But he's a very good character actor.
I feel like he was a character in one of the Star Treks.
He might have been, but he's a very good character actor, whoever he is.
He was definitely in something. He was definitely in, so I've seen him in other stuff before.
So this is not a spoiler, but I will tell you, if you stick with Better Call Saul, they do build that underground lab. You know, Mike is working for Gus Fring, so that whole storyline leads you to just like, they're actually building that underground lab, and they ran into problems and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see, you know, that underground lab predates Hank, you know, predates Breaking Bad by quite a lot. So it's like, oh yeah, he had this built like 4 years before he ever met what's his name?
I don't see him being in any Star Trek, so I'm wrong, but he was in Suits.
Oh, Suits. That's where I know him from.
He was also in Billions.
Yeah, I know him from there, too.
Yeah.
All right. I see you yawning. I know that you you need to go. So.
Well, I wasn't yawning to let you know that I need to go. It was just
voluntary. You're saying, basically, thing. You're saying, Daniel... You're not.
Yawns are involuntary.
You're not invited to my sleep, Daniel. Sorry. Just not. Now I think we're going to go to Epcot tomorrow. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
We don't have anything that I know of. I just want to play something for you real quick.
Wait, before you play it. Ah, it's Elsa. Before you play it. Did Mark get a suit for his ceremony?
Yeah, he did.
Is it all tailored and everything? It's all...
No, he just bought a suit at Express.
Are the cuffs done? Like, you know, they've cuffed the pants and like, you know.
No, he just bought it and it fit.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It's just, it's not an expensive suit. It's not, but I just want to say this to you.
What?
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
Be like Elsa, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. The cold never bothered me anyway.
All right. Chat room, it's always a delight. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with us. Did I ever... You know what? We used to talk about the chat room on the show, and I feel like we haven't been in the habit.
We haven't really. I mean, sometimes we read from the chat room.
Yeah, I know, but we haven't been giving like roll call.
But we don't say, and Daniel, who's joining us tonight?
But I would like to say a very special thank you to all of you who have been here, including Auntie Scott, Kathy Marshall, Cyclone, our executive producer, Lamont Cranston, Kathy Bacon was messaged me on Twitter during this, so I know she was listening. Also, Gary in Portland, who is now gone to bed. Is there anybody else that popped in here tonight? I don't know.
I didn't see anybody else, but yeah,
but thank you guys. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. More than you know. They're bulldozing the
Lush. Are both of them dead?
No.
Siegfried and Roy are that one of them died.
Are both of them? I thought just Roy was dead.
Okay. They're both dead.
Oh, they're both dead.
Well,
both dead, Adam.
Well, I always wanted to see Siegfried and Roy as a young gay child.
Well, too late
now. And who loved magicians.
Too late now.
And tigers, and I never saw them.
Too late now, because, Adam, they're both dead. All right, say goodnight to the chat room, Adam. Goodnight,
chat room. Goodnight, chat room.